Welcome to Church Online, a special welcome if you're with us for the first time. Gana Mayona, Gana Yada, Ngadlu Tampinthi. Today, as we gather to worship, I acknowledge the Kaurna people, the first inhabitants of the place where I am. We acknowledge them and the peoples of all the lands where each of us are. We recognise that through this land, God nurtured and sustained the first peoples. My name is Lynn. I'm the minister at Adelaide West and have the privilege of being with you today. We continue to live in uncertain times with so many with COVID, so many isolating and changing restrictions. And this is coming from the manse today on a mobile phone, a COVID household. I've contracted it, as has my husband Craig and our adult daughter from interstate who happens to be with us. We're grateful that we're on the mend and been able to isolate together. I'm aware of quite a few that either have COVID or are isolated due to being a close contact or to avoid being a close contact. And we pray for all with COVID, isolating, feeling isolated, or finding these times difficult, especially those who have little support or struggle to connect with support services. We pray for comfort and patience amongst the uncertainties of this time. In a few days, we have a public holiday for Australia Day. And today, many churches across the country are holding worship services that reflect upon and lament the effects of the invasion and colonisation of this nation upon First Peoples, and also on our identity as a nation. The practice of churches setting aside the Sunday before the 26th of January goes back to William Cooper in the late 1930s. And the Uniting Church sets apart this day as a day of mourning, as a part of our covenant with First Peoples and the Uniting Aboriginal and Islander Christian Congress. And so today, together with other churches, we pray that our church and our nation will continue this journey of confession, truth-telling and seeking of justice and healing. We're thankful for Brooke Prentice, the CEO of Common Grace, for making available a message to churches across our country that we will hear as a part of this service. Every week, we light a candle. It's a symbol of our unity together in Christ, all peoples, all nations, humanity together, remembering God's love and grace fully revealed in Jesus. Together we seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness in our world and in our lives.
Righteousness. This morning I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 4 verses 14 to 21 in the NIV UK version. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues and everybody praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet of Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind, to set free the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The last few years I have begun my Change the Heart message with the words, "Here we are again." However, this year it doesn't feel like again. Here we are continuing to live through a global pandemic, feeling more deeply the impacts of a global climate crisis and experiencing the global attention of Black Lives Matter. But here we are, we, you and I, we Aboriginal peoples, Torres Strait Islander peoples and non-Indigenous peoples of all cultures who live in these lands now called Australia. Here we are with Jesus, Creator God and Holy Spirit, who know all and have seen all. Many people have described these times as turbulent and disrupted, dare I say unprecedented. But for me as an Aboriginal person, these have been turbulent and disrupted times for 250 years. There is so much to learn from Aboriginal peoples: survival, adaptability, resilience, and also community, love, and even hope. But to learn these things, people must tune in. I believe that God is calling us, all peoples of all cultures, every nation from all tribes and peoples and languages, to be in tune with each other and in tune with God, to be tuning in together. But to tune in, we must first wake up and stay awake. I've prayed for the day that Australia would wake up. I've dreamed about it my whole life. I actually thought that Australia had our wake-up moment in 2016 when the images of an Aboriginal child restrained to a chair in a spit hood were broadcast into our living rooms. But sadly, my fears were realised when Australia went back to sleep. In the year 2020, Australia seemed to wake up again. Australia woke up enough to start conversations about racism and the true history of these lands now called Australia. But my question is, did non-Indigenous Australia just wake up again? Or has non-Indigenous Australia actually committed to staying awake? I pray that Australians will stay awake. I pray that you will stay awake. And how can you know you have stayed awake? How can you tell if you are tuning in? Were you tuned in when Australia first brought in COVID-19 restrictions and identified three vulnerable groups? They were announced at every press conference. Anyone over the age of 70, anyone with chronic illness over the age of 60, and Indigenous peoples over the age of 50, speaking directly to the lack of closing the gap. Were you tuned in to realise that the COVID-19 closures of state and territory borders is not the first time this has happened in Australia? Aboriginal peoples were not able to move freely until 1967, and this wasn't just to cross a state and territory border, but just to leave their community. Were you tuned in to hashtag raise the age, realising that Australia locks up 10-year-old children in prison, most of them Aboriginal. Were you tuned in to know the names of the Aboriginal peoples who have died in custody, the Aboriginal deaths in custody still under a coronial inquest, and the name of the Aboriginal man who died in custody who said, "I can't breathe"? Were you tuned in during National Reconciliation Week to the destruction and loss of a 46,000-year-old sacred site? Are you tuned in to the realisation that after 250 years of injustice, Aboriginal peoples still hold out our hand in friendship and seek relationship? There is a spiritual blindness and a spiritual deafness in these lands now called Australia. Somehow Aboriginal peoples become invisible. The lack of justice for Aboriginal peoples must be seen as a spiritual issue. By tuning in together, we, all peoples, can stay awake, can pray, and can take action for justice for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. As Aboriginal peoples, we know interconnectedness. The interconnectedness of lands, waters, sky, trees, plants, animals, birds, fish, rocks, mountains, and all peoples. The interconnectedness of the social, political, economic, environmental, ecological, and spiritual. One is not prioritised at the expense of another. All are in rhythm with each other. An interconnectedness taught by the Creator, passed down through our elders from generation to generation. An interconnectedness of truth, justice, love, and hope. An interconnectedness that Jesus is calling for, a call to relationship, a call to our hearts, a call to be tuning in together to change the heart of Australia. Thank you.
Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna.
Thank you to Brooke for sharing her message with us. It's an important message to hear. Do we hear the call? The call to all people and cultures to be in tune with God and with each other? The call to interconnectedness of truth, justice, love and hope. Jesus is calling us to interconnectedness, calling us to justice. In the Luke reading, Jesus is at the beginning of his ministry. This is the first public act. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, he went to Nazareth, and on the Sabbath, Jesus honored the Jewish custom of going to the synagogue, where he read from the scroll of Isaiah, from a book that we still read today in the Old Testament. He read from Isaiah 61 and then linked it to Isaiah 58. It's addressed to people who are in exile, and they'd returned to their homelands in Babylon and had a huge rebuilding program after destruction. Today we can imagine the rebuilding that needs to happen in Tonga following the volcano explosion. Massive rebuilding and cleanup, and we pray for them and support them. The Hebrew people were having to start again, and Isaiah was writing for the social and spiritual context of a new start. The words are a vision of a transformed community. The context may have been in the past, but Jesus reads it as a vision for the present and for the future. After he reads, he sits down and says, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And what did he read? He read about good news for the poor, liberation for the oppressed. Those that don't see will see, and the year of the Lord's favor, which is the forgiveness of debts. The good news of God, release, recovery, setting free. These are priorities, the values that define the ministry of Jesus. We could call this his mission statement. The context at the time was Roman occupation of the land. And in this context, Jesus boldly declares his mission. We think of our context, one of pandemic, how we live together as Australians. We have a context as a nation, a history as a nation, a present context and a future ahead. And the priorities and values of Jesus call us to interconnectedness together. They are markers for mission shaped by God's grace, anointed by the Spirit. Jesus brings the good news of God, release, recovery, setting free. I hear echoes of reconciliation here, echoes of justice and community, echoes of love and hope. It's the call of interconnectedness of truth, justice, love and hope for us in a land of lost connections where we need to listen and connect to each other. I read somewhere this week, when your values are clear, your decisions are easier. Knowing the values of Jesus, what decisions will we make to tune into others and in particular to our first peoples? What is the one thing that we could do this week? Attend the Change the Heart online service with Common Grace. Learn something of local Aboriginal history. Read a book written by an Indigenous author, or a biography of a significant Indigenous Australian. Watch Stan Grant's speech of 2015 on YouTube. Read Our Mob, God's Story. Hear the call. Empowered by the Spirit, we are called to live with the same boldness of Jesus. We are called to proclaim and live out the good news of God's ways to our messy, uncertain, and changing world. Let's pray together. Arawatanha, Nagapala, Nukathana. God Most High, our Maker, thank you for this land, its beauty, its ruggedness, for the colours of this land, its peoples, for the unique plants, birds and animals. Thank you for your love for this land and its peoples, for your love so wide and deep, your amazing love, amazing grace. Lord Jesus, we are sorry for those things that separate us from others, that grieve others, including our first peoples. We're sorry for the things that we do, say and think that separate us from you when we're not in tune with you or with others. Thank you that our hearts are healed and made clean. And these things and all our sins are forgiven through Jesus' death and suffering for us. Holy Spirit, give us the courage to accept the realities of our history so that we may build a better future for our nation. Teach us to respect all cultures. Teach us to care for our land and waters. Help us to share justly the resources of this land. Help us to bring about spiritual and social change, to improve the quality of life for all peoples in our communities, especially the disadvantaged. Help us to proclaim boldly and to live out your good news, release, recovery, and setting free, to confront and challenge injustice wherever we see it. May your power and love be the foundations on which we walk together as first and second peoples and build our families, our communities, and our nation. Amen. And we pray for our world. Lord God, our hearts break this week for Tonga. We pray for your healing of this nation, for those injured, those tending to them, those grieving, for their rebuilding. We pray for them as they rebuild lives and livelihoods and communities. We pray for supplies of food and water, and we pray for the churches that they would be places of hope. Lord Jesus, we continue to pray for our world and our nation groaning under COVID. We pray for those who are in hospital, for those that are in ICU. We pray for your healing hand to be upon them. Give energy to those who are tending them where they have no energy. We pray for all the doctors, nurses, paramedics, all who are overstretched at this time. Lord God, we continue to pray for vaccinations for all nations and all people. Give us strength and resilience to get through this time, we pray. And Holy Spirit, we pray for those on our hearts today, grieving, sick, sad, struggling, and we pray for your healing love to surround them today. We bring you our financial and practical giving and pray that it would be used wisely to share your love and bring release, recovery, and setting free. We lift our prayers to you in the name of Jesus. Together. Amen. We sing the Great South Land of the Holy Spirit, with the first verse added with permission by Auntie Denise. Let's sing it as a prayer together.
Spirit, a land of red dust plains and
This is God's nation and God's land, our home. Thank you for joining us today. I hope there's something that has encouraged you and given hope as we walk these lands together. You're invited to join the Change the Heart prayer service by Common Grace, gathering online or on TV or on the radio on Tuesday, the 25th of January at 7 p.m. Central Australian time. And we'll put those details up on Facebook. Before we finish, I'd also like to say a big thank you to James for all his work. We've had a few technical difficulties today, and he's been doing a wonderful job in bringing that all together by remote. So thank you to James. If you would like prayer, please press the prayer button if you're watching live, or send a prayer request to minister@awuc.org.au, as we would love to pray with you. The Blessing, written by Brooke Prentice. May the God of truth open our ears and eyes to the wind whistling through the grass trees. May the God of justice open our minds to the flowing actions of the waters, from refreshing rain to gentle brook, from mighty river to raging sea. May the God of love open our hearts to the beat of the clapsticks, calling us into rhythm. Now go to pursue Jesus with truth, justice and love. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the cool winds of the hovering Spirit soothe and replenish you this day and in the week ahead. Amen. Blessings on your day.